Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Ritman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickman.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Rick Ritma with the Hardworking Mortgage Guys, and Ian Arnold's here with me with the Hardworking Mortgage Guys. We're both with Advisors Mortgage Group, and we truly appreciate you joining us. The best way to get a hold of us, if you have any questions, you want to talk about mortgages, is hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. You know, today, Ian, we wanted to talk about, you know, if somebody wants to get a home, They're looking to buy. We know that what the market's like today. We know that there's a tremendous amount of first-time home buyers. In fact, Ian and I actually do a first-time home buyer seminar about once every 3 weeks. It's an online. If you know of anybody who'd like to join, just, you know, get a hold of us. Again, Hardworking Mortgage Guys. Let us know that's what you want, and we'll get them signed up for the seminar. It's all online,
and it's free.
That's important. So. But if somebody's looking to buy a house or thinking in the next little while, how do they get prepared? What should they do?
Well, the first thing I would definitely say is to contact us, because like I like to tell most people is everybody has a story. Well, guess what? Not everybody's story is the same. I mean, some people are going to be, hey, I just graduated college. I'm ready to buy my first house. I have great credit. Parents are helping me with money down. We're golden. Awesome. We're going to have other people that, hey, look, I ran into financial issues. I got a little lower credit score. I need help there. Okay, well, great. Now we know where to start. Some people are going to be, hey, I need help getting money down. Okay, well, so every person's story is going to be different. So the first thing I try to ask a lot of people is, if you're wanting to wait a year, why is that? And then it's whether it's credit, money, down money. But if credit is good, money is down, and there's like, well, I'm hesitant with the market. Well, that's where I would tell them to pause. Let's talk about this a little bit more. I mean, with the way the housing's increasing and stuff like that, if you're ready to purchase, like mathematically, I would say let's get you going. Because with houses, the way they're increasing, even though interest rates have gone up a little bit, you're still better off buying a house because your appreciation is going to be more than what the little bit of interest has gone up. And I've actually seen that quite a bit with several customers. And once they got the house, now they start getting equity. So, and that's what you want as a homeowner. You want equity. You don't interest. Yeah. Cause guess what? If interest rates drop in 2 years, guess what you can do? You can refinance and then get that lower interest rate and then start paying off your house earlier. So what is it? I talked to Rick about this a couple of weeks ago. One article I read said that home appreciation is going to increase about 12.5, and then another one 15. I think Rick said he saw one person 18. So let's just say 15%. I mean, if you're looking at a house for $100,000, guess what? Now, if you wait 1 year, that house is going to be 115. If you're looking at a house for $200,000, you wait 1 year, that's $230,000. Wait, that increased quite a bit. Yes, but guess what? Your rate is not going to really affect that. So if you're ready to purchase, we'll let you know and we'll show you those options. And I don't know if you've seen anything like that, Rick.
Yeah, and you know, to go along with that, you got to look at that on both ways. If you go ahead and if you want to buy a house and you can buy today and you buy, you get to take advantage of that appreciation. If you don't buy today and you wait, then you pay that appreciation to the other person who's selling the house. You don't buy a $200,000 house that's $200,000 today and in a year buy it for $200,000 if it increased at 15%. You pay $230,000.
Yep.
Okay. So even if rate's a little lower in 2 years or in a year, it probably won't offset it. But you can always refinance that same house. And as we talked, What else does that do? You put 5% down, or maybe you're a first time home buyer, put 3% down. And then now after you put 3% down, the home's increased in value 15%, and you've paid your mortgage, which means you've paid some principal. So it's highly likely you're now at a 20% equity. Ian, what happens when you have 20% equity and you refinance?
Bye-bye, go PMI.
That's right. PMI goes away. That's private mortgage insurance. Nobody really wants to pay private mortgage insurance, but it's vital because you couldn't have bought a house. I mean, it used to be you had to have 20% down. It takes forever to get 20% down. So you couldn't have bought it for 3% down. But now that goes away because now you're at 20% down, and you did it pretty much with equity and just paying the mortgage down.
Correct.
It is hugely beneficial to people to do that.
One other thing that most people don't really think about, is, especially if you're renting. Well, let's just say, for mathematics, simple, your mortgage or your rent is $1,000 a month, and you want to wait 1 year. So you just paid $12,000 in 1 year to somebody to live in that place. What could you do with $12,000, Rick?
Well, I could do a lot, but it's even worse than that, because it's $12,000 in rent. And they lost $200,000 house, they lost $30,000 in equity. So we're now at $42,000 that they don't have.
Yep.
Now, it's probably not exactly that, because you still had to make a mortgage payment. But that mortgage, if you paid a $1,000 mortgage payment, a couple hundred dollars of that's probably going towards principal. So, I mean, it is having a home is hugely beneficial. And I remember reading, and I don't remember the exact number, but the net worth of somebody who is a renter compared to a homeowner, the difference was like $500,000. It was incredible. One of the ways to have financial freedom is through your owning your own home. It's a critical piece. Additionally, you said $1,000 a month. But homes are increasing in value at 15%. Yep. They said rents increased at 17%.
Correct.
So your rent's going to increase faster than the appreciation. So your rent's going to go up. Rent's a negative thing. Faster than the appreciation that you would get if you just owned a house, which is a positive thing. So it's good. If you buy a house, that's great to live in. It's also great if you want to buy a non-owner occupied property, a rental property, because the rents are going way up.
All right. So now take away the people that are ready right now. So what about credit? So when you're looking at credit, if you don't have the best credit, and let's say 550 or something like that, there are many ways to try to get that up. I mean, again, each scenario is going to be different based off each person. I mean, Rick and I see it quite a bit where we look at somebody's credit, and if they paid off a couple of collections, their credit would start shooting up because they're getting collections is a negative on there. And everything you're doing positive, whether you make that credit card payment on time or that car payment on time, that might be positive. But anything negative is what bringing the credit down. People don't realize how fast your credit can shoot up and how much that makes in a payment. I mean, one, you got to be at least 580 for us to even really to start looking at getting you approved. But, I mean, the better credit equals what, Rick?
Better everything. Better rate.
Yep.
Better terms. You know, better everything. To go along with that, here's the thing. I had a customer who they had a 572 credit score. We did our thing, had them do a couple little things, cost them less than $200, paying down debt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was less than $200. Let's say it was $300. I know it was less than $300. $300. And this isn't going to sound like a lot, but something that people don't really understand. It took the credit score to like 592. Okay. It took the credit score from not being able to finance to being able to finance, right?
Yep.
But it doesn't have to be a low credit score. What people don't understand, and I think it's kind of not known out there, is our rates are affected basically in 20 credit score increments. So somebody with a 700 to a 719 doesn't get as good a rate, or as, let's just say, instead of rate, we'll just say terms, as somebody with a 720 to a 739. And they don't get as good a terms as somebody with a 740 to a 759. And they don't get as good a terms as somebody with a 760 and above. So there's just 20 point increments there. And it goes down 680 to 699. So it matters. So if we can take somebody and help them just increase their credit score a little bit, which you do a bunch of.
Yes, I do.
It is amazing how much that helps them. So you don't have to have really low scores. Just little incremental changes, even with good scores, can make a difference.
Yep.
After the break, we're going to talk more about if you're looking or know anybody looking to buy a home in the future, you know, how to get set up for that, what needs to happen, or maybe why you should go ahead and buy today.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Thank you for joining us today. I appreciate it very much. I'm Rick Rickma with the hard-working mortgage guys at Advisors Mortgage Group. And I'm here with Ian Arnold, also with the hard-working mortgage guys with the Advisors Mortgage Group. And if you would like to get a hold of us, want to talk about a mortgage and, you know, or have any questions on anything that we've talked about, want to know, looking for a real estate agent, we can help you with that. There's a lot, pretty much anything on real estate where we can probably point you in the right direction. Just go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. And Ian, we've been talking about, you know, somebody wanting to buy a home in the future. We talked about, you know, the cost of rent over time, which is amazing. And you use really low numbers because most people don't have $1,000. They pay more than $1,000 a month, but you're very conservative that way, which is being fair. We talked about, you know, getting the credit score up. Is there a little bit, is there any other thing, any other pieces of getting the credit score? Because you do so much of that. You help so many people get their credit score up so they're in the position to either finance or get a better rate. Is there anything else they need to think about with that?
Well, the other thing is, especially when they're looking at their credit, is a lot of times, and we see it quite a bit, is their student loans. And most people will see, they'll look at all those student loans and be like, oh, that's so much. Well, there's a couple of different things. Is one, if they're deferred, two, if they're not, if you're making payments. Most, if they're making payments, we already know roughly what you're paying per month. Then if they're deferred, most people don't realize is we only have to use either, it depends what loan you go with, we can use 0.5% of that or only 1%, which is awesome because it doesn't add, when you talk about that, I mean, it doesn't add up as much as you think it does.
Yeah, so a $10,000 student loan is $50 or $100, depending on
correct.
Which type of program. And it depends on, when we're talking about this, we're talking about whether it's FHA or conventional and how they require us to count the payment. And I mean, there may be a few people out there still making payments on their student loans, but the vast majority of the ones I run across are deferred.
Yeah, they're all deferred right now, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a rarity that you see anybody making the payments right mm-hmm. now.
So, I mean, if that's what's stopping you, then you definitely need to contact us so we can sit down and go through it, through your story and figure it out, because that will, you'll be shocked in what we can do for you.
Yeah, and you know, all this comes in together. It's the you know, if we can see what the credit is, and credit is more than just the score. It's the other thing I think that's a little misnomer, because we all talk about it as, you know, what's your credit score, what's your credit score, what's your credit score. And when we're talking about credit score, there's three credit bureaus, you know, and we're going to take, as in a mortgage, it's always the middle credit score. And what we pull is going to be what's called a tri-merge credit report. And it's going to have all three bureaus on there. And it's going to be different than when you look it up online on your credit card that they give it to. Your bank gives it to you for free. That's a different credit score. That's what's considered a self-pull. It's even different than if you were pulling it for a car loan, because they're going to rate it for a car. Generally, the worst credit score number you're going to get is going to be a mortgage. It's got the highest risk. And it's going to have the tends to have the lowest score, but it may not, because you may pull it and they gave you the worst score you had, and we take the middle score. So it may be different. Mm-hmm. Generally, that's not what we see, but it can happen that your scores is higher than what you think it is. If you give us a little bit of time, many times we can help get that score up. And as we said earlier before the break, a little change in the score can make a difference in what options that you get and what the terms are for your mortgage.
Correct. So even if you are saying, say you just signed your lease and you're a year out, so why not contact us, see what we can do? Because if, let's say your credit score right now is 700, which is good, but it's not great. So what if in 1 year we get you to 760 and get you even a phenomenal rates? Then you'll be like, oh, thank you. So that's why we always say, let's go through it. Even if you're out a little wise, let's see what we can do to make your situation the best situation for you. Because if you just wait and wait and wait, what'll happen is you've just run out more and more time. The longer we have, the better we can help you out.
Right. The longer we have, the more we can do. And you have to understand, there's no cost to us helping you improve your credit. We're not a credit repair company. We're not going to do that type of thing. What we're going to do is we're going to run everything and we're going to give you the instructions on exactly what you need to do. And one of the things I tell people, I'm sure you do too, is we give instructions, and this is why you need help. Sometimes the instruction says you need to pay this credit card down to $20. Okay. Yep. Not off to $20. And if you pay it to zero, it's going to hurt your credit score. Credit doesn't make common sense, does it?
No, it does not. Especially in the short term. It doesn't make it'll baffle you on some of the things that we see.
Yeah, I think that's critical, the short term. Long term, paying it to zero and have 6 months for it to improve, it will. But short term, you have somebody who has a 685 credit score and they do a couple little tiny things sometimes. Sometimes it's more, but sometimes it's a little tiny. And then their credit score is 720, 725. That makes a big difference in the type of financing that you're able to get and the benefit. I think it's really important people understand how much benefit they can get by that. But it's not just that. You also help them figure out how to come up with their down payment. How much money do they need? Where can they get it?
So there are many different ways to think about this. So I had one customer and I'm going through everything and I'm like, all right, so do you have any student loans? And they're like, yes. Do you have a car payment? Yes. Do you have any credit cards? And they're like, yes. I'm like, all right, well, let's start with a car. And I'm like, when is your car going to be paid off? They're like, I would be paid off in a couple months. Awesome. I go, does it run good? Does it drive good? Yeah. All right. That's even better. Here's what I want you to do. Once you're done, once that car payment is done, do not go buy a new car. Take that money. So if you have $400 car payment and you put that in a separate account and just put it like in a small savings account, so we're not going to talk about interest or and all that. So you just put that $400 in 1 year. That is six. I'm drawing a blank.
$400.
Yes,
$4,800.
Yeah, $4,800. For 1 year. So you almost have $5,000. This isn't talking tax returns. This isn't saving extra. $5,000 in 1 year for just saving your car payment. There you go. That's quite a bit of down payment right then and there. I mean, it's just little stuff like that. Most people don't think about it because they're like, oh, if I need $5,000 or $10,000, that's a lot of money to save up right away. Because you're thinking every 2 weeks that you get paid or every month that you get paid. Not, hey, if I just take a little bit, This will add up quickly. Just so you know, that lady bought a house in a year.
And where else can people come up with down payment? How else can they do it? Because I think that may be something that so there's one way. You have somebody, yep, who's got a car. They're just going to pay it off. Don't buy another one. Yep. Take that payment and save it. How else?
Other ways is, and I had some people do this, is not go out all the time. So, and Rick and I actually just talked about this last week because I had a customer and they were out, they were talking about going on this, going to this. Here's what I told them. Look, tell your friends and family for 1 year, you're going to sacrifice. Look, let's be honest. 1 year goes by fast. I mean, think about two Christmases ago. I mean, it's just like it was just yesterday. I mean, think about when COVID started. Let's be honest. It's like, oh, wow, that again? You know, you don't realize that's almost 2 years past.
3 months is already into this year, over 3 months. We're past three months, right? That's how fast.
Yeah.
Almost
so
four.
If you just sacrifice 1 year of going on vacation and doing all that stuff, going out all the time, just stay home. And to be honest with you, if you tell your friends and family, especially the ones who have a house, you know what they'll tell you? Yeah, remember that. Good luck. What do you need help with? What, you want to come over and just have a game night and we'll bring over board games? They'll do it. They understand.
You mean there's free ways to have entertainment and you can save, you can get what you want, which is a house. I think that's the big piece that you're talking. You have to remember your goal.
Yes.
The goal is we want to buy a house.
Correct.
So before you start doing all this, you need to talk to us.
Yep.
Because we can help you understand what, you know, how to get there so that you can set this up. But I think this is a perfect what you're talking about. So go to hardworkingmortgageguys.com. It's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. Contact us from there. You can fill in the information, send it to us. Ian or I will get back with you, but definitely do that. But you were saying the, you know, having the game night, which, what a great thing to do. How much fun is that?
It is. I mean, but I'm a little biased because that's the way my family grew up. I mean, every holiday or whatnot, we got a board game. So I'm a little biased when it comes to that. But guess what? Now I have kids. We do the same thing. And guess what? It's not $100 going out to take them to the movies because you got the movie tickets and then you got popcorn and you got all this other stuff. Guess what? They just had a good time. We actually had conversations and stuff like that. So there are other ways to do stuff. The other
and
thing,
save money while you're
save
doing
money,
it
yep.
And still have a great life.
Yep. So here's the other thing that, especially because I do a lot of this rebuilding the credit, help people with down payments, a little bit more than what Rick does. But here's what I do is I call you at least once a month to once every other month, depends on your situation. But what that allows you to do is holds accountability. And I've had this conversation tons of times. When I call you, there's several things I hear. Hey, everything is awesome. I got this paid off, that taken care of. I have this much in my savings account. Awesome. I also hear this. Car alternator just went out. I just had to get my savings and pull that out. Great. Look, life happens. We can't stop life. But what we can do is get you over the hurdle and keep going. And that's what people need is a way to keep going. Because as soon as some people hit a hurdle, they stop. Well, guess what? We're not stopping. We're going to keep going. And we're going to get you all the way past that finish line.
Yeah, because the key is, and I'm quite a bit older than you, and I can tell you in my life, the key has always been knowing what I wanted.
Yep.
You can sacrifice going out to lunch, going out to dinner, you know, bringing your lunch to the office, not going to dinner, you know, three times a week, that kind of thing. Or instead of going to, you know, Ruth Chris, you go to McDonald's, whatever. Okay. If you know your goal and you keep your goal
Correct.
Focused and it's a big enough desire that you're willing to give up these other things. And what I love about what you said is it's not just, you can not only do that, but you can actually enjoy it.
Yep.
You have a great time. You can play whatever your thing is. My wife is into puzzles.
Yep.
Puzzles don't cost very much.
Nope.
You know? So and a puzzle takes her, you know, months. My daughter-in-law is into books. And so they don't go out. They read. And you can do that pretty much for free from the library.
So there's a story that goes through my house and we all make fun of my dad. So it's funny, but it actually hits this home. So when him and my mom were getting together, they wanted to buy a house. Well, she was still in college. So he was going to he was like, all right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sacrifice everything I have and I'm only going to eat ramen and canned soup and everything. Everything else goes to the house to put down for the down payment. He did that for a year. Can you imagine eating ramen and just canned soup for a year? I mean, give him credit. I mean, he made it and they got their house, but you don't think, but again, 1 year flies so fast that you just don't realize by the time that 1 year's up, you'll be like, wow, really? That was only a year?
And I'll bet he liked that house more than most people like their house because of what he sacrificed
Correct.
To get it.
Yep.
You know, and you appreciate it more. It's very, very important to do that. Now, we've been talking about something a little bit different on this, but let's get back to, you know, the like collections. Mm-hmm. We talked about student loans. So what about, you know, if somebody has collections, if they have some issues, what should they do?
So what we'd want you to do is try to get those taken care of. And there are several different ways. A lot of times you can set up payment plans with them. Other things is what most people don't realize is collection companies buy those 10 cents on a dollar. So if, again, I'm going to make hypothetical numbers, but say you owe $1,000. Well, you may not have $1,000 on you. But what if you called and argued with them? I make it sound easy, but let's be honest. You're going to have to fight a little bit. Let's say they settled at $500. Well, then guess what? You do that, call it a day, get a receipt, and guess what? That's gone. So that negative on your credit.
It's gone, but it's not gone.
No, but it's not going to be a kid negative.
You got rid of the debt.
Yes.
It's on your credit. And it's key that you do it enough ahead of time that it isn't affecting your credit score so
Correct.
Much, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still going to show for about 7 years. But what it's not going to do is hit your credit.
As hard.
So, and that's what you want to show. And let's be honest, if you're looking at getting a house and you have, and your payment's going to be $1,200 and you have a $300 collection, in my mind, why would I give you a loan if you can't make a $300 payment and you want to make $1,200? That doesn't make sense. So you get that taken care of, you'll watch, your credit will start going up and you'll be like, thank you.
Yep. Now, I think we should also say that before you do that, it would be really helpful to talk to us.
Yes. Again, everybody's situation is different. That's why I started this thing. Always talk to us first because we want to know, because we've seen this more than you. I mean, so we're going to know, all right, do this, this, and this to get your steps going, because without that, you could mess yourself up to begin with.
And we have a very, very elaborate program to help with that, to make sure that we're doing the right things to get their credit scores up. So we're running out of time, but you know, we've talked about the ways to get prepared to buy a home. One of the things about down payment, we talked a little bit, but there are other ways to get down payment. You might have a 401k. You might be able to get a gift from a family member. There are ways to come up with the down payment. Again, the key is talk to us so we can help you out, so we can get you going in the right direction. Again, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Rick Ritma with the Hardworking Mortgage Guys and Advisors Mortgage Group.
I'm Ian Arnold, and we thank you for your time.
Thanks so much for joining us, and have a great weekend.